Hello, I'm John Winkleman. I'm your coach for today, and we're going to be talking about kindness. In our culture today, kindness is often understood as weakness. The biblical idea of kindness is to be gentle, loving, and merciful. And Scripture tells us in Galatians 5:22 that the Holy Spirit produces kindness in our lives. This means that the issue is not whether or not we have kindness, it is whether or not we show kindness. What do I mean? Those of us who have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. Because He lives in us, He is producing kindness. When we depend on Him, we can be kind. What we lack is proper motivation. Let me give you an example. Let's say that a mom and dad are in the kitchen, and one of the kids comes barging in through the back door. The child slams the door, throws the backpack down, and then goes downstairs to the basement. The dad yells because they slammed the door. The mom yells because they threw their stuff all over the floor. And right as they're really getting worked up, the doorbell rings. And both parents answer the front door with smiles and kindness. We've all experienced something like this, right? What we learn from this is that ability is not the problem. Motivation is. We can be kind. We just need to choose to be kind in the moment. Like in the illustration of the parents and the child, it is often those who are closest to us that we find it the most difficult to be kind to. So, what do we do? There are two passages of Scripture that I think will help us on this journey. The first one presents us with a very interesting concept. Proverbs 11, verse 17. A man who is kind benefits himself, but a cruel man hurts himself. Being kind brings a benefit to yourself. On the flip side, being cruel hurts yourself. When we are kind, we are actually doing something that benefits us. This idea boils down to a basic question. Do you want to do something that is harmful to yourself and others, or do you want to do something that is going to benefit you and all those around you? The bottom line here is this: kindness benefits everyone. The second passage may be one that is familiar to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant. One of the ways that we can grow in our kindness is to grow in our love. When we love someone, really love them as Christ does, we will be kind. Love grows with understanding and empathy. As we come to understand others and empathize with them, we will grow in our love and in our kindness. Those we love the most should experience our greatest expression of kindness. To grow in kindness, we must grow in love. This is an essential piece of kindness. Let's recap this lesson. Kindness is produced by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we have the ability to be kind when we depend on the Spirit. Kindness is beneficial to ourselves and to all those around us. Therefore, when we are kind, we are blessing everyone. Kindness flows out of love. Therefore, a kindness problem is also a love problem. So herein lies today's challenge. To grow in kindness, we must depend on the Spirit, seek to bless ourselves and others, and allow the love of Christ to flow through us. As we do these things, we will grow in our kindness. Now go win today.